Welcome to the Straitjacket Quartet, starring Christopher Utherson.
I'm fucking lost.
Brian Utherson.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Please, yeah, the Reebok keep logo it does it.
Oh, and not to mention, we forgot. Also sitting with us in the studio, the one, the only, the hottie, Charles Rukavina.
Thank you so much, dear. I missed you so much. Oh, you said Charles Rukavina, not Charles Nelson Riley. I'm sorry.
Okay. Nice.
All I needed was my scarf, and it would have been perfect.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Dude, he was funny as shit, though. I don't care what he did in his personal dive.
Yeah.
Match game.
Well, I mean, you gotta give celebrities a certain amount of leeway. I mean, you know, look what Pee Wee did. You know, going to the. Yeah, and you know it was this cockamamie laugh that gave him away.
Yeah.
Who the hell is? Yeah, oh my God, that's Pee Wee.
He was probably there, like
a freaky beard, just threw everybody off.
He's probably there, just like Nurse Nancy.
So speaking of,
oh damn,
Pee Wee. Pee Wee had what I propose as a viable solution to a huge problem in his country. He would have never gotten busted for yanking.
There's a problem in the country?
Oh, well, this particular one had billions of problems. Pee Wee Herman would have never got busted in Sarasota, Florida for jerking his meat back in the day had prostitution been legal in Florida.
Only a sex addict would know this long ago exactly where the hell that thing happened.
Yeah.
Because I swear to God, I thought it must have been New York.
New York, or I thought it was L.A.?
You think, you know, adult theaters, people whacking off, New York City, Times Square. It's Saratoga, Florida.
Never gotten caught. Sarasota.
Oh, okay.
Not Saratoga. That's New York.
Yeah, but the fun part about that whole thing was the cops were in there, and, you know, they said they caught him. You know, they walked in. It's like, bullshit.
Yeah, they walked in. Nobody pointed out that their PR-24s were covered in KY jelly and poo peanuts.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we were...
Oh, my God. Is that Pee Wee? It certainly is.
He okay. Just got some
right.
On them.
All right, quick. Just like Monty Python, put on your manly voice. Excuse me, sir. What are you doing here?
Question. Was it really two cops, or was it a cop, an Indian, a construction worker, and a naval officer?
You've got to put it away. You can touch yourself when you're alone at home, but we really don't think you should. Put it away.
Oh my God.
Put it away.
I'm going to let him go, dude. That's too good.
No, that's it. I'm done.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
Oh, way to take the ball and run with it, dude.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much. I'm just trying to figure out where.
Straight down.
I mean, ah.
Aha.
I got off mic there for a second.
Okay, you got it.
Yay! Hey, man, do you realize that I haven't cut my pubes in, like, over 20 years? I need that comb.
I'm glad I brushed my teeth with that.
People, that's
morning.
A lice comb.
Thanks. Jackass.
Wow.
And so, Pee-wee.
Well, yeah, going on the timeliness of this show, we're now talking about Pee-wee Herman getting busted 20 years ago.
Hey, no, this happened just the other day. Not long before you're hearing this episode, Pee-wee was arrested in Sarasota, Florida for whacking off.
20 years later, we're doing a
No, wait. Y'all, we're getting really topical now because next week, we're covering the recent Black Plague.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, shit.
When did that happen?
1300 something or other. But, you know, it happened recently, damn it.
You know what would be really funny is if 2 days after this premieres...
He gets busted.
Oh, Sarasota, my God. That would be fucking hilarious.
Just his dick in his hand and some cop's like, yeah, I heard it on the Straitjacket Quartet. I had to go look. They said it was happening the other day. I had to see.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. We, influencing
we,
time.
We owe him an apology at that point. Sorry, dude. If prostitution was legal there, you could have taken care
Help
of it.
Help us fight it. We'll get you out of there.
No, but I'm serious.
Don't touch me.
Serious?
Sort of.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Serious.
Sort of.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. On that note, because I'm not going down that road again.
On the note that I really wanted to, on the note of the note that I wanted to make a note of, we'd like to comment on a very serious topic. We'd like to make a note of something very important.
Well, this is going to sound crazy at first, but bear with me, guys.
This is a topic of some note, so pay attention. Sorry. Okay, I'll shut up.
Thank you.
I can't help myself.
Brian, just be happy
neither
I'm holding
could Pee-wee.
This over here.
What does that tell you about you?
Uh-huh.
I said, neither could Pee-wee. What does that tell you about you?
Then I'm going to end up in a porn theater in Sarasota, Florida, whacking off?
In 2 weeks.
Damn.
And now they'll have 4 police officers guys, there instead of 2.
You guys can cover it, provided, there's a proviso, you have to interview me from my cell in jail.
What if the cops don't let us?
We'll do it via the internet, Skype.
They won't let you have a phone in jail.
Damn.
So anyway, it was something I noticed similar along the lines of arguments that pot should be legalized for reasons of making it less of a public danger and nuisance because it's now controlled illegally by dealers and gang members and things of that nature. It's not regulated in any way, shape, or form.
No.
So there's a danger element to being in that world, if you will. The same thing goes with prostitution, except there's more extremes to it in a lot of cases. A prostitute nowadays, in the illegal version, they sometimes are coerced into it by someone.
Yeah.
There are times when the women are completely like strung out on some drug that their pimp keeps pumping into them. They're beaten. They're raped. They're tortured sometimes. They're used and abused. Whereas if it was legal, like in Nevada, in certain counties, I don't know which ones. I'm looking to find out soon, though. there's regulations. There's medical testing. There's standards and conditions which have to be followed, or that person loses their license to do it. It's more of a job, and it's more of a choice at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
For the prostitute, if you will. It's not something where you're kind of like forced into it on the street.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yes.
Right.
I'm simply agreeing. I
knew that.
I hate the illegality of prostitution, and it's very bad.
He sounds like he's paying so much attention.
He's writing love letters to Pee-wee.
Stop looking over my shoulder, goddammit.
Sorry, I can't help it.
Keep plowing.
Oh, God, don't let him.
Yes. So places like the Bunny Ranch, and that's the name I know. I think there's one called Mustang out there, too. Those ranches tend to have, you know, a stricter standard to follow because there is some kind of governing body that doesn't involve hitting them with a stick or stringing them out on heroin to keep them at that level.
Exactly.
They can walk away from that business at any time without any repercussion. So it becomes more of a job, maybe a job that the person who decides to take that line of legal work, it becomes a choice, a job, and something that they might even enjoy, and or if they don't, they leave.
Yeah.
So to me, all sides around, you know, the guys are going to be a little more screened that are coming in. They can be refused service, I'm pretty sure, at any point.
I've actually heard of that happening at the Bunny Ranch.
There you go. So you're making the case for me on something I didn't even know for sure. But I figured there would have to be some ability to tell them they can't be you know, they don't have to be served. Yeah. Just like any other thing, like a restaurant or whatever. But I know there's moral issues with this, blah, blah, blah. But really, is it more of an injustice to keep it illegal and keep these people, these prostitutes on drugs on the street and constantly getting arrested and not being able to get anywhere at all because they're being beaten down almost like a slave? And who knows how often they actually get the money they deserve for each trick they turn.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if they've got a pimp, they usually their money goes to the pimp, and you know the pimp pays them. Which of course he, you know,
he could choose not to pay him as much.
Exactly.
What are they going to do? File a grievance with the union?
Nope.
I don't think so.
There's no hooker union.
Yeah, and whereas in Nevada, I'm pretty sure if somebody didn't get paid properly, the proper percentage, working at one of these brothels, that you know, legal action can be taken against that person.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not saying it's a perfect world and or a perfect solution. I think it's a hell of a lot better than what stands now in 49 states in this country. Prostitutes are people. And in the current situation, I feel there's more of a chance of there being what a lot of these moral, majority type people, whatever you want to call them, say, well, it's not a choice. It's a form of slavery. It's a form of degradation to the woman that's herself. But in all honesty, you know, to legalize it is that. That's what they're saying. In all honesty, isn't it the other way around?
Yes.
You're an asshole.
I'm so sorry. You'll see why at the very end.
Oh, God.
We got to wait 20 minutes for the payoff for this fucking tirade he's writing down.
Yeah, you're right. No, you and I kind of sat and discussed this last night. And maybe that's why I'm kind of like lagging a little back on this one, is because we basically are in agreement on this. I don't like prostitution because it's illegal. I won't visit a prostitute outside of the state of Nevada.
Those, whatever, 8-10 counties, whatever it is.
Right. And those counties where it's legal. I would rather go to a place where a woman will take care of my needs, right? And I know she's clean. I know I'm safe because I know a hooker's safe with me.
Wow, he didn't he totally pulled that off.
This is where even when he shows up, they might allow him, but they'll have like an army of security guards.
Yeah,
watching every possible exit,
you know,
for him to try and
do
leave
a full
with.
Body cavity search beforehand.
Right.
Brian just thought it was part of the paid program.
And the idea, like, one of the things that offends me is when they arrest the Johns, or they not only arrest them for wanting to fill a need, but they've taken to posting their faces on the media. Like, they're trying to shame them. Me, if I got arrested because I went and paid for a hooker, I wouldn't exactly be embarrassed, and I really wouldn't care if it was posted on the internet.
You know what? Let me ask you. Is that maybe trying to shame married men?
I think it's trying to shame married. I think the original idea was trying to shame married men, and then it just kind of graduated to everybody. If you watch older movies, and I mean, even The Simpsons have done a reference to this, in the early 20th century and the 19th century, okay, young men like we were at one time many, many years ago didn't really have to worry necessarily about the trip into manhood. Many of them could go get educated at a brothel, get it out of their system at a brothel because there were madams who would take care of the needs of the young
men. I bring you the boy.
Yeah, I bring
Give
you the
me
boy.
The man.
And he's got it.
Yeah.
I bring you the boy, send him home a man. But there were, you know, there was a seedy quality to it because it wasn't really regulated. Take Storyville in New Orleans. New Orleans used to have a red light district called Storyville.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you clarified that because I
okay.
Had no
I
idea.
Thought most everybody knew that Storyville once existed.
It sounds like a fairy tale land.
It does.
Where vagina was just dripping out in the street.
Pretty much. Storyville was one of the seediest places you could go. The women were dirty. Everything was dirty. But you could get about anything you wanted, including, you know, sex and most kinds of sex there in Storyville. If instead of the local authorities letting religion, because this whole thing is a religious issue. It is not a state issue. No, this is
why. But who controls the state laws?
The religions do. That's the problem. That's why there is no separation of church and state, which is why when you and I were discussing this probably 6-8 months ago now by the time y'all were hearing this.
10 years ago.
Right.
Well, actually, you and I were discussing after Pee Wee got arrested for masturbating.
Exactly. We were discussing the Pledge of Allegiance and specifically the term under God. I do not believe that God should be anywhere in our political world, in our governmental world. If you want to say under God in a private school, then go ahead. In a private school, you can say Our Father who art in heaven, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you can't do that in public school. So why is under God allowed in public school? Public school is a public school. It is not supposed to be influenced by religious institutions. And
public,
I don't know
what... I.e., for those of you who hadn't figured this out yet, i.e. translates to run by the government.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of this started... I think it really got its full head of steam with the McCarthy era. You know, because that's
I
when
think,
far,
well,
that's
the prostitution thing goes back to the roaring 20s.
I'm talking about,
but in general,
I'm talking about God making it into our governmental policy.
Well, okay, God is with us. Who,
if you read the original amendment, the original Bill of Rights, the Constitution, there's no real, reference to religion controlling things. Most of the things are set against religion. Because they
wanted
we
came here,
religious
this country was founded on
religious
thank
freedom.
You just
right, exactly. And now our religious freedom has been taken away from us. You are no longer free to worship. You can freely worship whoever you want. Okay? But where it comes to what you do with your body, God says that's bad. Nowhere in any kind of... secular, I think secular is non-religious. Nowhere in any kind of non-religious dogma can you find anything that says prostitution is bad, abortion is bad. Okay, you only find that shit in religious dogma. Why? Because powerful men wanted to take power away from women. Okay, that's just... It's not right, and we
may the power of the poontang compel you.
Yeah, I'm almost that.
That's a joke, but in all essence, that's what they're taking away.
Right,
because they feared their woman, even if it was only through withholding sex, could control a man.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
you're exactly. right. Maybe there's something about that.
Yeah.
We didn't get that deep in it, by the way. Thanks for joining the conversation.
No. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, but...
No, it's okay.
You know how I am. When something hits me and I think it's going to be good, I got to get it down.
Yeah.
There was something that I had, and I'm still working on it, but I, you know...
You needed to speak.
I realized that, you know, my fans, my adoring public out there needed to hear me.
I.e. Mary.
All of them.
So...
All one of them.
Shut up.
Leave me Mary. Alone.
Bastards. Yeah. I'm going to go back to writing.
Okay, good. So, Chris, now that we can actually discuss this like human beings.
And he finally shut up.
One of the things I noticed about this whole thing, because I think we got all the moral, we got all the legal issues covered on this. One of the things I did notice about it is, what's the majority of clientele going to a hooker?
People who basically, if this was run by a legal... You know, if this was a legitimate business, then they would not be allowed in the building or near the building.
No, I don't think you're getting what I'm saying.
Well, married
people.
All right, do
you tend
people,
to see a guy who is cut, who has money, like
no,
scads
ugly,
of money?
Fat dudes.
Right, fat, poor dudes like me. right?
Yeah, you're ugly, fat, and poor, yeah.
I'm not all three, thank you. I have to have something going for me other than my size. So, that kind of is going to... That touches a nerve on me. Because, like, slowly and surely, groups and individual behaviors in this country are being outlawed or ostracized. One of them is fat people.
Yep.
This is...
I.e. Kevin Smith.
Yeah. This is kind of a shot on fat people. Because if you think about it, if the majority of guys... And I'm fat, so I'm not trying to... I'm not downgrading fat people in this. I'm part of you. I'm one of you. The bottom line to this is, those are the guys who most suffer. Guys who can't necessarily get a steady girlfriend or hold down a steady girlfriend or whatever, that are not violent. I'm not talking about every guy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your average citizen who obeys laws and does the right thing whenever they can, this, that, and the other thing, whatever, and happens to be heavy set and single and has no outlet.
True.
Wait a minute. Did we just go from hot freaking illegal sex to
shut hot, up and play we with
went,
your paper?
We went
hot
from
sweat filled creases.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
we went from talking about giving a girl a fatty to fatties.
So from giving
from fatties
from
to fatties.
From illegal fatties to fucked up fatties.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, great.
I mean, come on, man. Like, I got hurt at work. And the doctor told me, well, the physical therapist, excuse me.
Did he do like the last doctor is, grab the head of it and just kind of yank away to straighten it all out?
Yes, he did. It hurt but felt good at the same time.
Do it again, Doc.
Do it again.
Don't worry, sir. This isn't gay. This is really what it just needs to be done. Trust me.
Don't stop doing it. Stop talking and do it.
I'm going to yank it about 2 or 3 dozen times.
Just do me, fucker.
I'm going to start out with really gentle
pulling. Less words, more tugging. But physical therapist, like I hurt my back. Okay, lower lumbar strain. It's something that happened to me more as a younger kid than it does now. But I hurt my lower back. And they sent me to physical therapy for lower lumbar strain. I'm like, why? Long and the short of it is, the guy's helped me out. He says, your hip kind of, the hip joint can move so many millimeters. If it goes past that millimeter rating, you know, that degree, by even another half of a millimeter, it becomes misaligned.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, he said it got misaligned, not from the jarring, I guess, but from me being fat.
Did he actually recall an old ad, placed an egg on the floor? This is your hip. Put a refrigerator on top of it. This is your hip on fat. Any questions?
No. But that would have been quite interesting to see him pick up a refrigerator.
Yeah, first one arm.
Now, I have a couple things to try to put this story into perspective for you. The gentleman in question is a physical therapist. He's short and he's heavy set. And he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. He's really a nice guy.
Welcome to my doctor's office, Charlie.
He's black.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to my fucking doctor's office.
What that's the like a Italian Brooklyn dude, you know.
I'm taking a key from Christopher Walken there. From that one movie. About Italians. And eggplants. You're the one that showed me that.
What the fuck he's talking about?
All fucking Italians have fucking eggplant in them.
Oh.
Remember?
Okay.
Never mind.
No.
Shut up. It was really bad. All right. I'm in the game now, though.
Apparently you're not.
Yeah.
You're just present.
Shut up.
You're warming the bench.
So your doctor turned to you. And,
well,
oh,
the physical therapist.
Baby.
See, first of all, nowhere in the documentation from the doctor does it say that I have my hip misaligned. It just says lower lumbar strain. I'm not
lower
saying
lumbar strain
because he's fat.
Yeah, this guy's not thin, and it's okay to discriminate against fat people. Oh, it happened because you're fat. No, it didn't happen. Maybe because for the last 5 years I might have not been carrying the boxes properly. They're up to 100 pounds apiece. It might not have happened because of that. And I, part of what I know this kind of digresses
it's because
from my
you
whole
got a
point. It digresses from my whole point, but I think the guy was scared of me using his verbiage against him or against my company because this is a work related injury.
Yeah. Well, dude, if you go.
So he said, wait, no, he said basically his wordage was that your hip is out of alignment because you're fat.
You not did not because, say fat. He said because, you know, you hadn't been taking care of yourself, and he pointed to my stomach.
So being a full-fledged member of the Straitjacket Quartet and an individual of Rape Your Wit, you did not look down at that guy and say, are you fucking kidding me?
No, because this guy signs off on my paperwork. If I piss him off, I can end up, you know, him writing whatever he wants.
What the hell is he going to do? Dress up wearing a ninja outfit that's two sizes too small? Come to your house and feed you?
Did you miss the part about this being a work-related injury and Works paying for this?
All right.
My opinion,
you could have gotten more, probably.
Yeah,
though.
Like I said, this kind of like debunks my own argument. But the point of the matter that he was able to say that. All right, so yeah. Keep that in mind when we get back on the full blown part of this topic.
Prostitution.
This rant.
Okay.
Oh yeah, really.
No problem.
Yeah.
Nibbles. I don't do that as well as you do.
Nibbles.
Thank you very much.
Nibbles.
Look at my zipper. Right now, I know. Wait. I know what's going through Charlie's head. How the fuck do you unsee something? God damn it! I've been asking that question now for 20 years, and I still don't have an answer.
Somebody answer me.
Well,
somebody
basically, the guy kind of got. It seemed to me because I asked him. I thought I misunderstood, and I was asking him, "Did I dislocate my hip?" And he goes, "Oh no." Because at that point, I think he thought I was fishing for something to sue the company for or something.
Uh-huh.
All I wanted to know in actuality was, what can I do to prevent this from happening again? Is it something that I did in the past?
Yeah.
But he was comfortable enough with the fact that I was overweight to just automatically blame that.
Yeah, so you
like
have nothing wrong.
Smokers.
You're just fat.
Right. There are certain things that you can look at in your own life and realize that maybe you need to change something. Like if you go to the doctor, you know, if you're involved in a lot of sex and you go to the doctor and he says, yeah, you got hip dysplasia. Okay, doggy style is right out from there on.
Yeah.
It's got to be right out. Okay. If you go to the doctor and your dick looks like a pretzel.
You might not want to slam it in the car door anymore.
There are certain things that you've been doing that you might not want to do.
I can't do this anymore.
If you...
One more time.
If you go to the doctor and your cock has a 90-degree angle in it, okay, then you better have turned your girlfriend's head into a fucking canoe. Okay? Or stop banging things that are going to bend your dick in half.
No tight women.
Notice that none of this had to do with any other part of the body other than the dick and the hip. Just saying.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean...
If your hair is all gone and it's been replaced by splotchy scar tissue, you should think about stop recording the Straitjacket Quartet because we're driving you nuts and you're pulling your hair out.
Ah, yeah, okay. Exactly. Now I understand that. I was like, where's he going with this? The point of it is, and the Kevin Smith thing a couple years back, I think it's a year or two ago now. He got kicked off of that Southwest Airlines...
Because
he was too fat to fit in the seat, even though he buckled the seatbelt and was and had both armrests.
It was because he didn't buy two seats.
He did, but they didn't have room on the plane.
Really?
I thought he didn't buy the second seat.
He couldn't. He was going on a flight 4 hours later. He got done whatever he was
doing. It was a last minute.
It was a last minute change, and they didn't have two seats for him, so he said, just give me the one. And normally he would buy two seats, not because of his weight, but because he would put his computer down there, fuck around with the internet, whatever.
Yeah, bro room.
Yeah.
You gotta have bro room.
Well, too bad, because we're kicking you off. But where do they have the balls to go up to him and say that? What right does a thinner person have to go up to a fat person and do that?
I'm sorry, I know you've directed movies and you're pretty famous, but you're going to have to get off my plane because you're fat.
Well, they didn't say that. They wouldn't tell him. I mean, you should listen to his podcast. It's compelling about that whole situation.
Oh, I know.
Because essentially what ended up happening was they bumped him back for another flight where he could buy two seats. All right? He gets on a plane, and he's up near the front. There's no first class in Southwest.
No.
And he gets another $10, and you get to get on the plane first and get off
last. It's roach class the whole way.
He's in, like, the first or second row. Something like that, or further up in the plane by the exit. And this heavyset woman from, like, the Midwest sits down. And the only seat left was not the extra seat he bought, but the one next to it.
Yeah.
So they sat her there, and they did the same fucking thing to her. Even though he bought that middle seat. They were going to kick her off the plane for that.
Wow.
Kevin Smith said something I never really thought about until he said it. Well, more than one thing. But in this instance, this was amazing to me.
Oh.
He did not say that.
Oh.
No, Wonky Chewbacca.
Fatty bitchy, no city.
No, he actually got in touch with that lady and did another podcast. After she reached out to him, he said, try to contact me on the thing. That's fucked up.
Damn.
She heard him over the, yeah, because he yelled it out the top floor of the biggest building in L.A. And anyway.
That's why he was really Silent Bob. It took a lot of practice to get that dialogue down.
So the chick and him talk about it, and he is, isn't it bad enough that a fat person makes all these automatic, not even thinking about it, mental concessions to thinner people? Because you'll be sitting, like, a fatter person will be sitting in a chair at, like, a restaurant at a table. And if somebody's walking behind them, they will automatically, or at least most of them, will automatically bring their seat in so the person can get by. Even if there's 6 feet of room back there.
Yep.
Yeah. I do that, and I didn't realize I did shit like that until he said that.
No, it is. It's a subconscious thing. I realize constantly that I do. The one place that I flat refuse to act that way is on Greyhound. I won't do it because I don't want to end up sitting next to crazy people. Mm. Very crazy people.
You should be the only crazy person on the bus.
No, there are people out there.
See, crazy? Crazy's
worse
on the bus.
Yeah. No,
So, but, I mean, come on. How much more do we have to cater to you already fucking entitled thin, high metabolism dickheads who are accident of birth are thinner than I am, as it is. I'm only talking about the ones that feel that they have the right to tell me that I'm not right.
Amen, brother. Don't hold back. Tell them how you really feel.
Oh, dear Lord, he's back on that. I don't want to be on this side of the wall when the Lord comes to judge you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I miss being a thinner person.
Agreed.
You know,
I can agree with that.
So, and I need to do more things to get myself back to that point, you know, rather than bitch and piss and moan about it. One of the things that we're getting ready to cover in Composition 2, the class that I'm taking, is obesity in America. Sarah Palin's stance versus Michelle Obama's. Michelle Obama feels that the government needs to be more involved in...
Yeah, because they never fuck up anything.
Yeah, they never fuck up anything. The government needs to be more
just
involved...
Just say no!
...in the nutritional health of the American family.
All right, shut down every McDonald's, every Taco Bell, every KFC,
and that'll
every
happen.
Roy Rogers.
If things are let to run...
Well, maybe it should.
...rampant like they did with smokers, yeah, you know, you'll end up... instead of going to find your prostitute on a corner, you'll be going on a corner to get your cheeseburger.
Dude. Do you got a McChicken?
It'll be McTofu's.
I want some nuggets.
Yo, ese. Can I get a chalupa? Come on, man. I need a chalupa.
Hey, man.
Please tell me you got a gordita.
No, that would have to be a white guy. Come on. Man.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah, like, I'm totally looking for a gordita. You know, flatbread flavors 3. Yeah, come on, man. Please.
No,
man. I need one.
Nice.
It's these guys who go out looking for.
And then you got their. Oh, man. I need all the McDoublers you got.
I got. Look, man, I got shit that'll fuck you up. Look, I got a McDouble right here.
Quarter pounder with cheese.
Quarter pounder with cheese. And look, I got the Whopper right here. I got some Popeyes right here, but you don't touch all that. That's mine.
Hey, man, give me a bucket of 24.
See, man.
What kind of cash you got?
Dude, I got 100 large.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck. So yeah, man, you know, we're joking.
You got a McRib?
You know, if you went back 20 years.
Yeah, thank you. You're going right where I am.
If you go right back, if you go back 20 years and say smoking will eventually be banned in a large part of the United States, the tobacco companies will be shown as nothing but evil merchants of death, more so than arms dealers.
Yep.
Okay. And smokers will become a minority that will be discriminated against. 20 years ago, people would have been like, man, you're fucking nuts. Oh, but wait.
40 years ago.
Wait a second.
Especially.
Then, in the early 90s, not, you know, 20 years ago, but just shy of 20 years ago, smoking was banned.
From malls.
From malls. Yep. That was the first place to get it. And I know it was in the later 90s because it happened while I was in the military. Before I went in the military, we worked in a mall in Burlington, New Jersey, and we could literally walk out of our stores and walk around the mall fucking puffing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And did
quite
frequently.
Often, you know. But
I remember when Springfield Mall in Springfield, Virginia, you know, a lot of stores constantly smell like smoke. One of them mm-hmm. always had a mist around it because a lot of people went into it.
Yep.
And Spencer's usually smelled like a fucking pot factory.
Yeah.
Oh, God, oh my God.
But
yeah.
I go into the military, you know, people are walking around mall smoking. I come out of the military, and no longer are
smokers.
Yeah, smokers are no longer allowed to go into malls and smoke. And that offended me, you know, at the time, and it kind of still does, but I also understood it. Okay, it's not a place for just adults. It's a place for adults and children. So maybe. But then again, to tell me that the amount of smoke that filled that air, which was however many thousand square feet or million square feet, it was quite a, you know, it's a small mall, but not that small. You know, out of all that, you can't tell me that secondhand smoke was killing everybody that walked into that place. It was just the idea that some freaking self-centered, self-important jackass felt the need to not have to breathe the smoker's air. Got a bunch of other self-centered, self-important jackasses together, found the right people with the right amount of money, and started lobbying to have things done to get their way.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the bright side of all this is that if this world ever falls apart and anarchy reigns, you fags are all dead because people like me are going to help build the new world. And when you come up to say, I don't like your smoking, it really offends me.
I'm going to snap
your
neck.
I'm going to take my 45 and I'm going to drill a fucking hole in your head. That's going
to
be permanent.
Why'd you shoot him? He was a zombie.
If that's what I got to tell people to make them feel better, you know, make them feel better about it, I might do it. But then again, if somebody says to me, why did you shoot them after I do that? You know what? They might get a matching hole.
Yeah.
You know, because the truth is that those things are what's helping to bring this country down. Let's not pay attention to the important issues. Let's not pay attention to the things that we really need. You know, let's not concentrate on the things we really need to concentrate on. Let's look at a monkey.
Yeah.
Look at a monkey.
abortion, prostitution, obesity, smoking. Who fucking cares? You know, these are all basically things that people are doing with their own bodies that, for all intents and purposes, have no ill side effects that anybody can really prove. And, you know.
Because thin people die of heart attacks. Thin people have high blood pressure problems.
Yep.
Thin non-smokers die of lung cancer.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
I'm not saying that smoking's good for you. I'm not under that illusion.
No, I don't delude myself into
thinking.
And it's
an addictive.
Yeah, I don't delude myself into thinking that smoking is bad. I'm sure if I listened to a recording of my voice 20 years ago, you know, by comparison to now, and understand that I have not smoked all those years. There have been breaks that I've taken during that time, so maybe in 20 years I've smoked probably about 12.
Also, when, you know, pretty much 20 years ago, you know, when I would come up to visit or you came down to visit, you were a lot worse of a smoker then. I remember when
I was. I mean, when I was...
You got into violent fits when you were, you know, just walking from, you know, finishing your last cigarette, and you've got to walk all the way back to the house to get your next pack.
Yeah. Now, I was really
bad. I'm like that now.
There was a point, and I'm glad I got it out of the way early. For about 6 months, when I was working at the Burlington Center, I was smoking between 5 and 7 packs a day. I was awake on Vivrant and asleep on sleeping pills. And it was actually Dad, you know, and it wasn't the smoking thing. It was the, you know, seeing the Vivrant and the sleeping pills, the, you know, and it's like you're becoming a drug addict.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, our relationship wasn't really great. I didn't exactly like him, but that was a point. He brought up a point that I actually want to, you know, paid attention to and thought on, and I'm like, damn, I am. I got to stop this shit. So the sleeping pills and the Vibrant, that was the first thing to go. And then the next thing to go was getting myself out of smoking 5 to 7 packs a day. Now that habit would fucking kill me financially. Not that it didn't then. But it was less noticeable because I was
shit,
making...
you could still get a pack for under $2, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, nowadays, and pretty much ever since then, if I smoke more than one pack in a day, I actually feel kind of sick. So, and now that I've weaned myself down to as little as I do smoke, because a pack lasts me about 2 days now, if I smoke more than a half a pack, I actually start to feel sick. I like that fact. I need to get that down even further, because eventually I'll get myself to the point where if I even smoke one cigarette, I'll be like, kill me. Charlie, whip out your cock and break my forehead. Just kill me. Seriously.
Can I draw my name on it first?
Charlie, Brian, that's pretty gay, man. Are you sure you want me to do... Oh, come on. You know you're going to love doing this show. I killed a man with my cock. You know you're going to love that, man.
Not you.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, thank you. You know, I appreciate the fact that you don't want
to.
He
wants to get the politicians, get the politicians, you know, so he can take the girl.
I want to kill the entire congressional party with my cock. Just walk
dude,
through.
I would turn it. I would tune in to CNN at that point. We now go live to the Senate floor, and there's you.
They're all freaking manacled down to their desks and chairs, and Charlie's just sitting. And, of course, they've got this blur over his ass and, you know, over his waist area. And Charlie's just walking up to him. There's a blur that comes up over his shoulder for a second. And then it comes down, and then he moves on, and now there is a freaking crater in the guy's forehead.
Dude,
moves on.
I could actually see it, like, you know.
It couldn't be done by, like, C-SPAN. It would have to be on ESPN. Because then they'd be like, okay, now, we're going to go to our cock-killing analyst, Aaron Andrews. I'm down here just outside the congressional floor, and I've talked with some of the experts and his training coach, and they believe that he's going to go with a reverse backhand to the side of the temple on this next one. And
Charlie's lining up on the senator from Tennessee right now. And he's chosen to do a five-stroke on this one.
We cut back to the studio for a live interview with with Dr. Peter Beater. Yeah, yes, what few people realize is that it's actually normally very inefficient to kill a human being with your penis. But because the individual in question here is Mr. Charles Rukavina, this we're actually finding out that it is a very damaging weapon. Please take a look here at this female senator. He is treating the men and the women differently. The men are getting their domes clobbered. The women, if you'll watch here now, we're going to unblur this for a second. Those of you who are squeamish, please, you know, bear with us. Okay, notice that he forces her mouth open and watch right there. Yeah, see, look, he rammed it right through the back of her skull, through her mouth.
And then ripped the top half of her skull off.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just absolutely amazing.
Finish her!
I could see Charlie reenacting all famous, like, mob scenes, you know. The Untouchables, the infamous scene with the baseball bat. I could see you trying to do that.
Well, not to mention the son-in-law's death scene in The Godfather. You know, instead of seeing the cord come out, you see Charlie in the background go.
Well, that and then you
he
know
whips his cock around the guy and strangles him to death.
Sonny.
Even not
Sonny. Not Sonny.
Yeah, it was Sonny.
No, Sonny was James Caan.
Yeah.
Right, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the guy that got James Caan killed. The one who gets strangled in the car at the very end.
Oh!
The other one? No. For the death
my
of...
My cock garage.
For the death of Sonny, Charlie's sitting there going...
Well, hold on. There's another death that would be great to see him do. He would be doing the Silence of the Lambs, but not that scene. No, the scene where Anthony Hopkins breaks out of the birdcage thing. Remember... Face not changing, and he's beaten.
Just yeah.
See, Charlie just sitting there with a stone cold look on his face. Just
yeah.
Blood spattering everywhere.
Could you imagine the Charlie right remake of Halloween?
That's Psycho.
Psycho, yeah. Thank you. Well, the remake of Psycho. Charlie walks in wearing a dress that's pulled up over his cock and went away. Now, wee, jamming her. Dun, 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 dun.
And then Charlie,
of course, it's not red droplets coming down. It's creamy red droplets.
Well, remember in the original, that was actually chocolate syrup that they used.
Oh, yeah,
so
right.
That I think right. Charlie would just purposely, like, you'd see him quickly whip out some Hershey syrup, pour it on her.
Halloween's
that's right.
No, he'd let one of the female senators run, and then lights would go out. And next thing you
no, I was
comes
just
up and the he's holding his cock up, and there's a hockey mask on the end of the dick.
I was thinking of that, except for you got the sound effect wrong. It'll be
And of course, there's an emergency hospital in the Capitol building, and the one girl, one of the female senators, would run into the hospital, and I'd walk after her and invariably find a way to catch her, even though she's running.
Is it safe?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, it's perfectly safe. You are not safe.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but, yeah, so that would solve the problem, really. I mean.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
There you go. Oh, man. Well, I tell you, this one's been a fun one.
I did not expect to go
I should actually say this one's been a fun, too, right
yeah.
here, because we've run really long. So those of you who are listening to this half of it, you now know that we split this one in two, just like our favorite hookers.
All right. Oh, my God.
Give us your opinion on whatever you feel like giving us your opinion on. Give us a call at our non-existent number or...
Can I tap that out with Morse code with my dick on the microphone?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay. Actually, that'd take too long. I might break the microphone, too. We don't have money to replace it. So
yeah.
Why don't you just email us at straightjacketquartet@comcast.net.
Or quartetstraightjacket@yahoo.com.
You can also find us on iTunes and the Zune. And never forget, touch it. When you're alone in a John, you can't touch it. When you're
When everyone else is gone, you can touch it. You can employ some brawn, but you have to have some tact, please. When in public, just put it away. Talking oh to God. Grandma, just put it away. Masturbation is fun. Go ahead, lube up and... No, shit, now I fucked up. I wrote this and I can't even read it.
Oh, my God.
Masturbation is fun. Go ahead and lube up your gun. But I don't want to see it, son.